What I would like to say in relation to what you've said is that where MI5 is concerned, they are mainly aiming at the Muslim people who they believe and may be able to supply information to them so that they can use that information against other individuals. I think that, well, I know that unfortunately the Muslim community isn't organized enough and well-informed. They're not organized enough to basically be able to deal with this situation. The MI5 are not stupid. They do know about the culture. They do know about our way of life, because what they're doing is they employ Muslim people to advise them. They employ people who can speak the language so that they can understand exactly what's going on and how our people operate or don't operate. But what they're trying to do, unfortunately, what they've been trying to do since the 11th of September is that they've been trying to obtain whatever information they can with the hope that they can get some arrests taken place by passing that information to the anti-terrorist branch so that they can pacify the community on the whole by stating, look, we have locked away these terrorists, you are safe. And this war on terrorism is justified because these people, terrorists, are living amongst us more so than anything else. They are learning a lot about other people. They're educated, and the sole reason that I've attended today is basically to make this public. I have been dealing with cases, in particular since the 11th of September, where our people are being harassed. Unfortunately, this information is not being filtered through in the media. The reason it's not being filtered through to the media is because we do not have a voice in the media. The media don't really want to know. They don't really care about the, you know, the people who are suffering in silence. The reason why I've come here is because I need to make this public, not just in the Muslim community, but hopefully some journalists who are here today will be able to do something about this and advertise this in the press. I doubt it very much, but it should be done. That is the reason why I spoke on Radio 4 in relation to the harassment that the Muslim people were facing here. So the Muslim people would also be able to do something about it and say, yes, this isn't just happening to me, it's happening to other people. There is somebody we can go to for help and assistance. And make it public, make the public aware, not just the Muslim public, the non-Muslim as well. They have to be made aware of what we're suffering and what we're going through.